The selection of Paul Ryan as the Republican vice presidential candidate appears to target issues of the economy in the campaign by Governor Mitt Romney. With analysis on what Ryan brings to the race, is Associate Professor of Political Science at the University of Louisiana at Monroe, Dr. John Sutherland. Well, John, how does the selection of Paul Ryan, how does that in a broad scope help Romney's campaign?
Well, a couple of things that it's done immediately is, one, energize the conservative base that has been, best case scenario, somewhat lukewarm towards the Romney candidacy. By including Ryan on this, it has energized the base in two ways. One, additional fundraising. First hours, they picked up almost an additional $5 million in donations, which is remarkable for a campaign that so far has struggled at times to raise the funds. Two, it has dramatically increased the number of conservatives that were willing to participate and donate their time as volunteers to the campaign. But I think the second point, and this is the one that I think is the most important long term, it's one thing for Romney to criticize the Obama administration, constantly saying you haven't created enough jobs, the economy is still lagging. But Romney never articulated a plan on how to move forward. Whether he had one or not is a different issue. Ryan comes to the table with a fully articulated economic plan to take us from where we are to solvency in the government. Now, problem with it is obvious. There are many entitlement programs that under a Romney-Ryan administration, they're going to have to either justify themselves or may see themselves scaled back. And so while Ryan brings that plan to the table, obviously it comes with a lot of downside and it'll be open to criticism from the Democrats.
Is that a different role for a vice president with this much leaning going on his economic plan from ones we've seen in the past?
Really what we've seen over time is the expansion of the office of vice president where it's become more and more important. Ryan coming with a fully articulated plan, and even Romney was quick to distance himself from part of it. I mean, he quickly said, you know, not everything in the Ryan agenda is going to be part of a Romney administration. Clearly, he's going to have to soft pedal it a bit on the issue of Social Security entitlement, Medicaid, Medicare. I mean, he'll have to in order to continue to get senior support, which is a base for the Republicans.
And many Louisianans wake up to the announcement of Ryan as the VP selection, and they think about future possibilities for Governor Bobby Jindal.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that he was very quick to say is that he was not interested in a cabinet position in the Romney-Ryan administration, which I think that was a bit premature. Very seldom when a president calls you, do you say absolutely under no circumstances, no. On the other hand, I think that the Jindal administration is looking ahead saying, okay, if we're in a world where Romney-Ryan loses, We're really prepared to come back 4 years from now and run our own national campaign. Remember, he's going around all over the country raising money, getting favors, lots of political capital from congressmen, senators, governors. And so he's well positioned for that. The trick, though, is this, is that with Ryan being basically the same age now as Bobby Jindal, in a case where Romney-Ryan loses, does Ryan become a de facto star in 4 years? And I think that's the thing that he has to – you have to weigh these things out. But I certainly think that Jindal, if the case where Romney and Ryan lose, he's in a better position in 4 years. However, if they win, where does he stand then? But your window of opportunity opens and closes pretty fast in politics.
Dr. John Sutherland. John, thank you for your insight.
Always good. Thanks, Bob.
This is 90.3 KEDM.